There were all these guys in blue suits running around backstage meeting astronauts. And they were even talking to the non-Navy astronauts, too, which I thought was a stretch possible. But the guy that answered most of my questions and actually deigned to talk to me is Lieutenant Joe Holtz. So please welcome him.
Do we have a good mic? All right, there we go. So who is here to see the air show today? All right, good stuff. So we're going to take your questions. We want to answer what you have on your mind about the Blue Angels. Everyone excited about that?
Yeah.
All right, so without any further ado, I'm going to have the everybody on the team that's up on the stage introduce themselves, and we'll go from there real quick. Boss?
Thanks, Joe. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for having us. What a great turnout tonight, and we are really honored to be here as the opening act for the Apollo astronauts. I feel like we're opening for the Beatles, maybe Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones all together. But I'm Ryan Bernacki, I'm the commanding officer and flight leader of the Blue Angels.
I'm Lance Benson, number 4 slot pilot.
I'm Frank Weiser, lead solo and operations officer.
And I'm Major Mark Hamilton, one of the Fat Albert pilots.
And I'm Sam Rose, and I'm the maintenance officer.
All right, thanks, guys. Real quick, who wants to be the guinea pig? Who wants to ask the first question? Come on. All right, here you go. Stand up.
Hello. In the performance today, the announcer said that he had ridden with you a few years ago and that you were 18 inches away in close formation, wingtip to canopy. And my question is it really that close? And if so, how do you deal with turbulence from other planes? You know, 18 inches just seems too tight.
Bob, you want that one? Bob, you want to take that one?
All right, sure, I'll take it. 18 inches is probably a little bit wide. Put your hand up, everybody. From your shoulder to the tip of my fingers, and I can't even get my arm all the way up with this suit on, but that's about it. So we mitigate that with a 32-pound spring, and we are so tight that when Boss happens to go through any texture, we call it texture turbulence, we all move together as one unit. So that's kind of your answer right there.
All right, good stuff. We got another one.
What's the average number of flight hours that each of the members have before they join the Blue Angels team?
Good question. Boss, you want to take that one? Boss?
Yeah, sure. For the average number of flight hours, the minimum we're targeting is 1,250 tactical jet hours. So that would include the training time in the Navy trainer jets and then fleet time, typically in F-18s. Often we have pilots come to the team with a little bit more than that. For the number one position, it's a 3,000-hour tactical jet requirement.
Awesome. All right, next question. You got a question right here, bud?
How many accidents have you had?
That's a great question. You know, on the Blue Angels, we have a mantra we live by, which every time that we debrief, we try to pick apart every single little mistake that we made. We spent about an hour and a half doing that tonight after our flight today for our practice demonstration. And at the end of each debrief, each item that we debrief, each pilot will say the same thing, which is, "I'll fix it all and I'm glad to be here." And that's a really important thing for us because we're never going to be perfect. We strive to be perfect. And sometimes we make big mistakes, and certainly the team has had those in the past, but we work really, really hard to learn from those. And I believe we're flying an incredibly safe demo. At the same time, we're never going to be perfect, and each day we strive to be perfect with that, "I'll fix it all, and I'm glad to be here." And that talks about the commitment to the team, the commitment to improving, and also the acknowledgement that you'll never be perfect in anything. And I think that applies broadly. So for the young man with the question, I think that concept is a great thing to tackle life with, knowing that you're going to make mistakes along the way, you're going to learn from them, and as long as you apply those lessons learned, you'll get better and better, or in our case, better and safer all the time.
Good question. All right.
So you covered the what it takes to be on the team in the Jets. What does it take to be on the team as a Fat Albert pilot?
Okay, so as Fat Albert, same type of requirement, so at least 1,250 hours and fleet experience. So everything we do in Fat Albert is just like the Jets or tactical maneuvers. Things we do in the Marine Corps in real-life combat situations, we just do them lower and in front of the crowd to let you see what your aviators are trained to do. So fleet experience, combat experience is obviously better, but at least that 1,250 hours in order to be on the team.
All right, good question. We got another one right over here.
So what's your favorite thing about doing shows like this?
Wally, you want to take that one?
Sure. You know, from the Blue Angel perspective, we travel all over the country. We'll do 30 to 35 shows. That means 30 to 35 different cities a year. This is the first time the Blue Angels have ever been in Oshkosh, so I would say the favorite thing about being here is just being here. This show seems to be just a little bit non-standard from the normal shows we go to, in that the crowd on Wednesday is bigger than most shows' combined crowd for the entire weekend, right? And just the enormous magnitude of what is Oshkosh is really exciting for us to be a part of. So thanks for having us, first of all. And then to answer the question just a tiny bit more in depth, I would further add that it's really a blessing for all of us to travel around the country and see different cities. Because if you're in the military, you join the Navy, for example, and you see the world. And we've spent time in the Mediterranean and the Western Pacific and the Persian Gulf and all over the seas, but we haven't necessarily been to all over Middle America. And so we get a chance while we do air shows to go visit the heartland, to visit the Rockies, to see this country that we don't always get to see. And so to see these cities and to meet their people and get a chance to express our love for naval aviation is really why we're here. So I would say that's the best thing for us.
Great stuff. All right. And anyone else, if you can't reach me, there's a microphone up front as well. You can go ask a question up there as well. But here we go.
How do you do such crazy tricks in the Fat Albert?
Crazy tricks in Fat Albert? You see, so again, the things we do are really tactical maneuvers. When we go up really really steep and pitch over the top and dive really steep down is basically their maneuvers that we do in the fleet in order to get away from small arms fire. When we fly 60 feet to 40 feet off the ground at 320 knots, it's to get away from radar, the radar environment. See, a radar can't tell the difference between you and the ground the closer you are to the ground. So that's what we're doing. All our Marines and aviators and C-130s and the Navy as well are trained to do that type of stuff. So we're just showcasing it and showing you what your military is actually just trained to do.
Good question.
You're way better than the snowbird.
When y'all are performing your slow flight maneuver, what kind of ground speed and airspeed and throttle setting are you at?
Can you clarify, was that question about the slow speed pass?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll take it. For that maneuver, we call it the Section High Alpha Pass. The F-18 is capable of flying extremely high alpha flight profile. We use a compromise alpha. We fly at 25 alpha. And that's designed to get us lower to the ground. We build into each of our maneuvers a wave-off capability. So we fly the aircraft at 25 alpha, which equates to approximately 118 knots, which is normally at sea level about 130 miles per hour. We do that generally from right to left. If we have a headwind, the slowest I've seen is about 95 to 96 knots.
All right, good question. We got one up front.
Do you have pilots come to you and, oh, I'm sorry, okay. Are you chosen to be on the team or do the pilots come to you and request to be part of the team?
I could take that one. It's actually both. So there is an application process. Everybody who's on the team is volunteered to come to the team and are part of what we call an applicant class each year. And out of that class will fill the open spot. So typically each pilot stays on the team for 2 years flying in the demonstration, as well as our ground support officers, like the maintenance officer. He's here for 2 years. Joe in the back there is our public affairs officer. He's on the team for 2 years. And so the competition can be very, very intense for those positions. And then the team actually selects. So we get a chance to get to know all the applicants through the first part of a season. We do a lot of research into their backgrounds. We pour over their applications, and we spend a lot of time talking with them at show sites as we go around the country in the spring and early summer. We'll neck that down to finalists, and then the finalists will come down to Pensacola for about 3 or 4 days for an extensive interview process. And then out of that, we'll select who we want, and we'll submit that up the chain of command to the Chief of Naval Air Training and ultimately to the Air Boss for the Chief of Naval Air Forces for approval. And it's an analogous process for all of our enlisted team members and an analogous process for the commanding officer and flight leader position, though that position is selected by our boss, the Chief of Naval Air Training, and a board of admirals and captains that basically does the same thing but just at a higher level.